We'll have breaking news about the Honda Classic in mere minutes on this Saturday morning. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the only golf show in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. It's Honda Classic Live. I'm Ken Levicka on ESPN 106.3, free ESPN app and on your smart speaker. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Siri. Hey, Google. Play ESPN 106.3. Just a quick overview of the show. We'll talk with Sean Fairholm, our golf insider, Global Golf Post, globalgolfpost.com. We do have Champions Tour this weekend. We are getting closer and closer to getting the PGA Tour in full swing, West Coast into Florida swing. And so we'll talk with him about the lead up to 2021 in the PGA Tour. And then Rick Harrow, the sports professor, will give us the outlook on sports business in golf. And again, I'm Ken Levicka, and it is Honda Classic Live. Let's get to our opening drive presented by Tire Kingdom. Get your car serviced and your car serviced while you experience the best in service with all of the latest COVID-19 safety protocols and all of the precautions at Tire Kingdom. Check out your local Tire Kingdom. So many locations in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Log on, get curbside service, TireKingdom.com. All right, so earlier this week, I get a phone call from the executive director of the Honda Classic, Ken Kennerly, and he says, hey, Ken L, which he calls me, so, you know, we don't get confused. He says, hey, let's chat. I got something for you. And I said, all right, let's chat. He gave me a little bit of a heads up, and he said, all right, well, I'm the executive director of the Honda Classic. The name of your show on Saturday mornings is Honda Classic Live, and I demand a spot on the show. And so when the boss calls, you listen.
So now we welcome in to Honda Classic Live the man who makes all of this possible. He's the executive director of the Honda Classic. He is Ken Kennerly, and he's with us here on ESPN 106.3. Ken, good to have you on this Saturday. How's everything going as we start the new year?
Well, good morning, and happy new year to you, and of course all our great listeners. You know, it's one of those things every year, Ken, we go through the holidays, and you know, we're working because we've got a big event coming up, but, you know, you're working, and then January 4th rolls around, and boy, that fire hose gets turned on, and this has been one week we've been swamped, and we've been swamped for good reasons, which we'll talk about here in a minute, which has been great. So happy New Year to you, pal.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, and it's always great to talk to you. And I suppose let's just start here. What have the last couple of weeks been like since the PGA Tour unleashed its 2021 schedule, that California, that West Coast swing? We knew the scheduled dates coming up here, the Honda Classic, but the announcement that there really wasn't going to be any fans welcome, at least general public, up until the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. How have you consumed that, and how often did you think about your own tournament when you saw those initial reports?
Well, you know, it's been a long year for everybody, and first of all, I hope everyone is healthy and, you know, as healthy as possible. And you know, goodness, as 2020, you know, COVID hit, they opened back up in June, as you know, no fans all the way through. I think Houston in, what was that, early October had 2,500 fans, I believe. That was really the only event. Mexico, Mayakoba had some fans. But for the most part, it's been, you know, like every other sport out there, it's been, you know, virtually no fans. And, you know, as we've been working towards the Honda Classic, which is March 15 to 21 this year, Ken, it's 3 weeks later than last year. And that's not related to COVID, by the way. That's just the way the schedule has unfolded for the next 3 years, because there's one less week before the Masters. As an example, the Century Tournament of Champions is this second weekend in January, because the first weekend in January, of course, was pretty much New Year's Day. So for the next 3 years, that's how the calendar is going to fall. But as we've gone through 2020, you know, I've been out at a number of different events. I've been in the player bubble. I've done all of that. And, you know, it's been challenging. But as you said, I mean, it's gonna open up. The PGA Tour has approved our plan, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you mentioned it, Waste Management. The Phoenix Open is going to be really the first event that will have reasonable fans. They're going to be limited, as we will. But certainly, you know, I think their reported number is 8,000 fans per day, which certainly pales in comparison to what Phoenix normally has. I mean, goodness gracious, we watch it on TV, and, you know, it's probably, you know, it's 1% of pretty much what they have, because they have about 700,000 people per tournament, I should say, so it's a little bit more than that. But, you know, I'm going out to that event, Ken. The tournament director, Chance Cosby, is a good friend of mine. We've been comparing notes as all the events are doing. I mean, that's one of the great things about the PGA Tour is that, you know, we're all in a similar business, if not the same business, but we do not compete with each other. I mean, this is a great best practice. So we're on the phone with everybody from Hawaii to Steve John at Pebble Beach to, you know, you name it. And, you know, Chance at Phoenix has been a great advocate of ours. He came to the Honda Classic last year, so he knows what our build out is. And, you know, we have one of the larger builds on the PGA Tour. So, you know, as he does, I mean, goodness, we're you know, less than half of the size that he is. But, yeah, we're all comparing notes. It's going to be interesting. But I think the good thing is we're doing our homework. We're getting out there. You know, we need to make sure that we're as responsible as possible. We're going to have all the proper protocols in place. And the bottom line is, Ken, all of us, all tournaments have to get a stamp of approval from the PGA Tour before we move forward. So it's not that, you know, Florida, where we live and we're lucky to live here, right, is wide open or more open than California. You know, Arizona is more open than California. But, you know, it's the PGA Tour at the end of the day. It's their brand. So, you know, while Governor DeSantis and our community could certainly do more than what we're going to do, you know, we've got to adhere to the policies of the PGA Tour, and they're taking, as you can imagine, as every league is, they're being very, very strict, rightly so, as to how these tournaments unfold. And nobody wants to be a spreader. Nobody wants to be thrown in that bucket. But we also have to get the world open again, and we have to do it in a safe environment. We have to make sure that, you know, everybody that comes to the Honda Classic is going to be, you know, feel in a, you know, safe position. We're doing all the social distancing and all that. So, you know, I've been around the block. I've been at, you know, goodness, I've been in business for plus 30 years, but it's just, this is a year like no other. And, I've learned. So the good news is we're going to have, we're going to be able to open up our doors to some fan base. So I'd love to talk a little bit more specifically about that.
The Honda Classic will begin March 15th and go through Sunday, March 21st. One of the premier tournaments on the PGA Tour, and certainly a bedrock of that Florida swing. So, from everything you just said, it appears as if you are planning on having fans through the gates in this 2021 edition, that there will be a gallery presence at the Honda Classic.
Well, there will be, Ken, and we're thrilled to announce today that the PGA Tour has approved our plan. We're going to have limited fans. They'll descend into the city of Palm Beach Gardens, you know, our great city, our host city. We're going to have about 20% capacity per day. And that, you know, if you think about our attendance for the week, it's a couple hundred thousand people. So 20% is about 40,000 people for the week. And, you know, then you can divide that up per day. So that kind of gives you an idea roughly and approximately of what we're going to be able to do. But, you know, we're going to be limited. But the good news is we're going to have fans out there. We're going to have our full pro-am contingent with our Monday, our Wednesday, and our Saturday pro-am. Anyone that plays in the pro-am will have to be tested by the PGA Tour and by ourselves to be next to the PGA Tour, because then you're PGA Tour professionals. Now you're inside the bubble, as they call it. And then as we roll out our hospitality, it'll be Thursday to Sunday. There'll be, you know, no one on site Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, unfortunately. But Thursday to Sunday, we will have private and shared hospitality on 18, on 17, and we will have a Gosling's Bear Trap, although it'll be limited. So, you know, traditionally we have 5,000 to 6,000 people in the Gosling's and Cobra Puva Village Bear Trap. This year, you know, we're probably looking at max per day of about 1,000. Of that, we'll be broken into three different zones. So, you know, the ability to move around as we've been doing in years past will not be there. Because, again, we're trying to control, you know, the group, the number of people that we have in all of our different areas, which is smart. And, you know, the number of people allowed into those areas is based on the square footage and also the reduction. So we're looking at, you know, again, Bear Trap, call it 5,000 people per day, now down to 1,000. So that's, you know, it's 20% there. Of that 1,000, we're going to have three quadrants. So each quadrant will have roughly 350 people in it. So we'll have a little bit more than 1,000 people per day at the Bear Trap, which will be fine. It's just people won't be able to go from, say, the, you know, the right side to the left side to the middle. Once you're in a zone, you're going to be in a zone. And, you know, so we're going to encourage everyone that wants to buy into the bear trap to make sure you and all your buddies buy into the same zone so you guys can, you know, be there together. There'll be full masking when you walk around the golf course, even outside. It's a PGA Tour rule. So even though you're out on these, you know, fairways, 180 acres of land, they're going to require, we'll have security all over the place. It'll be required that people will have a mask. And as they sit in the, you know, the hospitality areas until they sit down, they will also, you know, have masks on. And it'll be kind of what people would expect, perhaps. And, you know, luckily for us, mid-March, you know, I think things will be, you know, lifted a little bit in our community. The vaccines are going around. Hopefully by then, you know, more and more of the people will be able to be vaccinated and feel extremely comfortable coming to the Honda Classic. But, you know, regardless, we're going to have all the proper social distancing. We're going to have all the PPE, all the, you know, everything will be, you know, touchless, from concessions to merchandise to, you know, pretty much everything. So we're falling in line with, you know, with, you know, the rules and regulations of the PGA Tour and certainly the rules that, you know, we've all learned to live by over the past several months. So the bottom line is, the good news is we're going to have private and shared hospitality. Our salespeople currently are reaching out to our corporate sponsors. And, you know, I got to say, you know, so far we've had some pretty good response from people that are coming back. Our suites will have 16 people in a sky suite. There'll be no chalets, by the way, no air-conditioned chalets that we've had at 18. So everything will be open air. It'll be sky suites like what we've had at 17 and also behind the 18th green. And each suite will have 16 tickets in each suite. So it's down, of course. The suites are a little bit smaller. But it just allows to have a smaller group, and corporations are a little bit more comfortable right now in continuing to support us and helping raise money for our charities, but also not having the obligation to have to unload, you know, 32, 38 tickets in this environment. Because there are a lot of companies that it just doesn't justify. So, you know, the price, we've dropped the price accordingly. We're about half price out there for these suites, which is proper. You know, we're still margining a little bit for charity off of that. But the bottom line, Ken, is we want to have, you know, a safe event. We don't want this to be a spreader. We want this to be, you know, an event where people can come and feel comfortable. You know, even the access to the hospitality areas on 17 and 18 are going to be broken out into zones again. So, you know, we won't have at any one time more than 150 people in one zone on 18. So the six suites that are behind the green will have their own entrance. The next six suites will have their own entrance. So, you know, we've really thought through all of this. The Champions Club, Waterford Club, as we already talked about the bear trap, they'll all be in play, but it'll be limited. It's going to be limited based on, you know, the square footage again. They'll all have a food and beverage operation, but it'll be, again, you know, touchless. It'll be behind screens. You won't be able to have the traditional buffet. Someone will handle your plate, and as you walk down, you know, you'll be able to put different things on your plate, and then they'll hand you the plate at the end. And then we're going to have, you know, a new cabana at 17. So we'll have 10 new cabanas, which will be right on 17, right where the players are walking up to the green, which will be great. So they're, you know, they're 10-person cabanas. They're 10 by 10. They're spaced from cabana to cabana is going to be spaced at about 6 feet from the next cabana. So, again, we're just trying to offer different things, Ken, as we roll out our plan for the 2021 Honda Classic. And I've got to say, you know, thanks for bringing it up, but I've got to say, so far, knock on wood, we've had, you know, pretty good response. And but we've also had, you know, be honest, we've also had, you know, some of the companies just said, we want to support you, but, you know, our company doesn't mandate anything until, you know, second or third quarter.
Right, which is, unfortunately, much like limited capacity at your tournament, that's the reality of the business world right now, too. And you roll with the punches, and you've always done so, you and your staff over there at the Honda Classic. And so, again, breaking news on this Saturday morning here on ESPN 106.3, Honda Classic Live. The Honda Classic will have limited capacity spectators. Hospitality will be open on a limited basis as well, but how you laid it out, Ken, is we're joined by Ken Kennerly, Executive Director of the Honda Classic. With everything being contactless and putting together the quadrants and sort of reconfiguring the course from a fan standpoint compared to what you've done for so many years, this is quite an undertaking. When do you imagine fans are going to be able to see publicly the plans, the layout, start to put together a plan for their Honda Classic? What are we looking at date-wise here?
Yeah, so we hope to, again, we break the story on our own show, Honda Classic Live. We're going to roll out a release next week.
Okay.
General admission tickets will be available probably towards the end of January. We're just waiting to get the final approvals from the PGA Tour. they'll be limited. I mean, we'll probably have 5,000 tickets per day for the general admission, Ken, which, you know, we will announce when those will go on sale. And, you know, people will, you know, hopefully snap them up pretty quickly. And you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to limit it. So it'll be, you know, 5,000 per day. We will notify folks when that goes on sale. And, you know, be ready for that. In the meantime, you know, if people are interested in the, you know, shared hospitality, like Bear Trap and some others, you know, Waterford Champions Club, you know, they can email us at sales@thehondaclassic.com. So S-A-L-E-S at thehondaclassic.com. And, you know, our many great salespeople will get back to people right away. But, you know, general admission will be on sale. And part of that general admission, people will be able to buy into the Bear Trap as well. But for those looking for a larger Bear Trap experience, larger groups, we suggest they reach out to our sales team.
Keep constant focus for you Honda Classic fans, you golf fans here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Pay attention to thehondaclassic.com. Ongoing updates, thehondaclassic.com. And, of course, Saturday mornings here on Honda Classic Live, 9 a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. 2021 edition of the Honda Classic, Monday, March 15th, Sunday, March 21st. Obviously, first-round play gets going on that Thursday, the 18th, at the beautiful PGA National. Let's finish with this, Ken, because every time I talked to you over the course of the summer, you were somewhere. You were either in North Carolina or you were up in South Dakota. You were traveling to many times see courses and the layout and how the protocols were put into place. And it seemed like you were on just one big reconnaissance mission. When you were traveling and seeing these different courses, how big of a note-taking experience was this for you?
Well, I think Andrew George and Jordan King probably got sick and tired of getting, you know, literally thousands of photographs from me while I was at these different venues. But, you know, first of all, I've got to step back for a minute because, you know, we're so blessed down here with the community that we have. Honda, this will be the 40th annual Honda Classic. We've raised over $50 million for charity. And we're still projected, obviously, to raise money for charity this year, albeit it'll be less. But, you know, when we compare the city of Palm Beach Gardens, Palm Beach County, our lifestyle down here, and we go into these other markets, boy, you kind of pinch yourself a little bit as to, you know, how great we have it down here. And, you know, I'm just so proud of, you know, where we live and so proud of the way people continue to support the Honda Classic, which ultimately helped us last year give $5.35 million to charity. So now to answer your question, I was reconnaissance, absolutely right. It started at the RBC at Hilton Head, which was the second event back, I believe, after Dallas. You know, it was a fact-finding mission for us. You know, you try to understand. And look, by the way, Ken, we've come a long way since the end of June. So many different ways.
Totally.
A long way. But it's, yeah, I've been, you know, you mentioned South Dakota. We run an event out in Sioux Falls, Sanford Health. They actually had fans. The governor, Kristi Noem, was wide open. State's wide open. We had a normal fan base there. You know, of course it was down. You know, so a lot of people, not a lot, some people chose not to go because of what was going on. But see, that was an example we talked about earlier. While Florida's wide open, the PGA Tour is still in total control of their product. And that's why they're going to restrict all events as to what they can and cannot do. But, you know, I did not make it up to Wingfoot for the Open, nor did I make it to Augusta, but I made it to some other events. We run the event down in Boca, the Timber Tech event, which was no fans this year because we just couldn't, you know, at the point in time, it just didn't make any sense. But,
right.
You know, the good news is we're learning. I mean, I've been through so many different testing facilities. I've been through the Sanford Health. You know, I got to say I'm lucky. I'm 11 for 11 on the test, all negative, luckily, knock on wood. and it's been a learning experience. And I think what I'm finding is people's appetite is there. And, you know, as I walk around our community, and the reason why this is so important today on this show to tell people that we are going to have a fan base, a limited fan base, is, you know, a lot of people really want to hear that. A lot of people want to come out. They know they've got to be careful. We're going to be careful. We're going to make you be careful. But, you know, we got to get back to whatever semblance of life we can have right now. I mean, we've been fortunate. We read about, you know, Vicky Corris, South Florida Fair. They're going to have limited spectators in January, and they just announced a second event in May. I met with Paul Jamieson at Sunfest. He's going to have a limited, you know, crowd at Sunfest here in early May. You know, Daytona 500 is going to have limited. That's why it's so important for us today, Ken, to tell people that are listening that, yes, we are going to have fans. It's going to be limited. We're working on the final numbers with the PGA Tour. But the good news is we are back in the game, and I want everyone that's listening to tell their friends, because not only can people buy and invest, help support our charities and private and shared hospitality, but at the end of January, we're going to make sure everyone's well aware when this day comes, when our tickets are going to be up online for people to purchase. They're going to be very, very limited. They're going to be harder to get. We're not gouging anybody with pricing, by the way. This is not about, you know, trying to gouge because of the old supply and demand. This is about being fair to our community as best we can, while at the same time trying to raise money for charity through this endeavor. Because that, at the end of the day, is what the PGA Tour is all about.
Without question, and is what you have really prioritized and done a great job with, thehondaclassic.com, thehondaclassic.com. And again, Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, revealing today here on Honda Classic Live, there will be a limited capacity of fans at the Honda Classic this coming season during the Florida Swing. 2021 Honda Classic will have fans on a limited basis. We'll have limited hospitality. Monday, March 15th through Sunday, March 21st is the Honda Classic. First round play beginning on the 18th of March. And if you could, real quick, Ken, just remind any businesses that may want to be a part of hospitality or otherwise, what's the email again for them to reach out to?
Yeah, the best email is sales@thehondaclassic.com.
Gotcha.
sales@thehondaclassic.com. I mean, we've got plenty of phone numbers, but it seems to be an electronic world we're in today. So, you know, pop an email, even if you're not interested, just pop in, but interested in seeing what the offerings are. You know, send an email to our offices. We'll make sure people get back to you right away. And, you know, as I said, you know, we're announcing today. We're going to put out a release next week. And then as we get on through January, we're going to roll out everything. But good news is we got all our pro-ams. We've got hospitality, shared and private. Bear Trap will be up and running again, very limited, as will Champions Club, Waterford Club, and we'll have general admission credentials available towards the end of January.
Well, congratulations, Ken. This is super exciting, and I know that you have put a lot of work in. You and Andrew George and everybody over there at the Honda Classic put a lot of work in over the last several weeks to even come up with blueprints of how this is going to work, and I know that you're going to be working hard the next several months to make this a reality, put it to fruition, but I can't wait for fans to be back at a sporting event in Palm Beach County, and really such a special week that is Honda Classic Week. Executive Director Ken Kennerly, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Thanks, pal, and let's enjoy the Century Tournament of Champions this weekend, too. It's going to be another great Saturday and Sunday, that's for sure.
Amen to that.
Century Tournament of Champions that is mentioned by Ken, Justin Thomas, is right now two shots behind Harris English atop the leaderboard. Justin Thomas, the Jupiter resident, Daniel Berger, fellow Jupiter resident, and Dwyer alum. He is also just two shots back, as is PGA Tournament winner, PGA Championship winner, Colin Morikawa. But Ken Kennerly announcing here on ESPN 106.3, there will be fans. The specifics, the numbers, not certain yet, but there will be fans and hospitality on a limited basis at the 2021 Honda Classic, March 15th through the 21st. We thank Ken Kennerly for hanging out with us here on this Saturday. What does this mean, fans at the Honda Classic, for the community in the short term and the long term? Rick Harrow has the answers. He's the sports professor, and he focuses on the golf side of sports business. When we come back, it's the Honda Classic Live on a Saturday morning on ESPN 106.3. In case you missed it, the 2021 Honda Classic will have fans, will have hospitality. on a limited basis at PGA National. Executive Director Ken Ketterle joined us at the start of our show to tell us that though the numbers are not specific yet, the PGA Tour has approved fans at PGA National March 15th through the 21st, and there will be a pro-am as well at the Honda Classic. All of this on a limited basis, but there will be the first Florida Swing PGA Tour event to publicly announce that it has had a plan approved by the PGA Tour for fans. And so this is very significant, not only for the Honda Classic, but for the profile of Palm Beach County and for businesses in Palm Beach County. And I can't think of anybody who I'd want to have on more to discuss that impact than the man that I spend a lot of time with, actually, on a weekly basis. He is my co-host for The Boardroom, presented by the Honda Classic, and he is the sports professor, Rick Haro, the author of the book, The Sports Business Handbook. Get that wherever books are sold or mascotbooks.com. Rick, good morning to you, sir. Our friend Ken Kennerly ducking you, whether it's playing pickleball or tennis or golf, but he had some time to join us here on the show and break some news.
Well, the news that's broken is that he and I are playing at 7:30 on Monday morning, so we'll do that. The other news about fans, well, yeah, I mean, that's of probably a little more importance to the economic impact of Palm Beach County than my tennis game against Kennerly. And of course, we're kidding, because what's happening, I think, in 2021 post-pandemic, and significant protocols, and the group that Ken Kennerly has been working with, the Honda Classic and Pro Link Sports, his guys, have put on successful events around the country. Frankly, lucky enough where, if you remember, last year's Honda Classic was kind of, it's like the Ibis, the last to leave and the first to come back, the last one with crowds before the pandemic, and now South Florida is benefited by, you know, one of the first ones to come back, which is also really important. It was going to be back anyway, but we don't know what the number of people that will be allowed in is, but the fact that the PGA Tour has approved that plan is very significant.
Want to apologize. One of the fun things about live radio, especially when you're on location, which I am because of FAU basketball, I'm in Norfolk, Virginia. Sometimes things go awry. They've gone awry, and now I'm going to have a real adult conversation with Rick Haro, the professor. Rick, I'm sorry. I apologize for putting you through all of that with the technical issues. But I heard what you were saying about the Honda Classic, the significance of all of this. I really do appreciate it. But this is such a win for the area, such a win for the region, even if it's limited fans. Even from a profile standpoint, the opportunity to have people out there and to show off the tournament and show off Palm Beach County, this is really, really big.
Well, first of all, did the masses miss my comments? It doesn't really matter about your question, but did they hear me or not? I'll do it again.
They did hear you. They did hear you.
Right.
That went over the air.
Look, I can take over everything. I do it on Wednesday night. Why can't I just take over the rest of this? Just go away. Go scout Old Dominion. I mean, that you need to do.
Fine.
That. No, I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, because it's an important topic, and I know people are listening that really, in a very serious way, understand how important this event is. We just talked about, in a way, kind of the Ibis, the last one to leave with crowds, the first one, one of the first ones to have its plan approved for coming back, even, as we said, on a limited basis. The hospitality is important because, assuming you can get hospitality done, there will be some business done around the golf tournament. The awareness is incredibly important. We know how well Palm Beach County shows up on television, and frankly, the fact that we're in the middle of the golf season heading to 3 weeks later, the Masters at a regular time. We're going to have a crescendo as well as all of our normal South Florida favorites who probably are going to play, to be honest about it, although we don't know yet. Why wouldn't they, especially with the beginning of the season? And so there are a lot of things that will be counted on for significant economic impact, awareness impact, publicity impact. And when you think about the mentions, if you were to buy, as a kind of a ad person, mentions in a normal transaction, it would cost a lot of money. Just count how many times Palm Beach Gardens, Palm Beach County, South Florida are mentioned in a normal telecast,
right,
you know, over a four-day period, Golf Channel and the like, and you realize how important this event is.
When it comes to the Honda Classic becoming the first Florida Swing tournament to publicly have a plan approved by the PGA Tour, how significant is that? Because I did mention it. It did occur to me that that is the case. I know the TPC Sawgrass had announced back in December, hey, we're planning to have fans, but it's different to say, hey, yeah, we want to have fans, and then have the PGA Tour actually approve a plan and go public with that. How significant is that for the profile of the Honda Classic being the first Florida Swing tournament to do that?
For the people that didn't hear LaVica's question, it's how significant... Oh, they heard it. Okay. So, it's very significant. Obviously, it's a testament to Ken Kennerly and the folks that he works with in his company, ProLink, but also, obviously, the board of the Honda Classic and those who were involved, IMG and otherwise, who put together a plan that's based on approvals. Listen, these plans, by the way, and if you don't think it's hard to do, ask the Toronto Raptors, who are now playing in Tampa Bay, because no matter how hard they tried to do it, the Canadian government said, we're not going to do that. And so it's county, it's city, it's state, it's tour, it's protocol, it's players, it's sponsors. And when you think of it, it's not just putting a plan together and saying, all right, let's put out a press release. There's a lot of work that goes on in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the Honda Classic will have fans and hospitality on a limited basis. And it is important to add hospitality anytime you say limited fans. I think that it's easy for us to just say, oh, great, fans are going to be there. But I would make an argument that the hospitality might be, just from a pure business standpoint, the most important part of this announcement this morning.
Well, and let's remember, we'll see how people will be allowed in from a hospitality perspective. And I'm sure social distancing plays a major role. You know it's outside, but you know inside those hospitality areas around the rough and the fairways, those are hard to manage, I would just say. And so I'm not preparing people for a limited number or a maximum number, just suggesting to you that no matter what the number is, there are great opportunities to do hospitality around the event if you're not able to get in the facility to watch the tournament for 4 days. You know, coming down to South Florida at the end of March and playing all the golf courses is a great activation tool. And let's remember that the Super Bowl, which happens 5 weeks, 6 weeks earlier in Tampa this year, there's a lot of Anheuser-Busch, for example, only bringing a limited number of people down as opposed to their normal significant number, because the game itself is so incredibly important. If you're not going to the game, then it's hard to justify the hospitality around it. The golf tournament's a bit different, and so I'm sure once hospitality gets very specific, there will be plans put together that say, here's the way we're going to do it, and here's how we're going to accomplish it, to maximize the corporate folks who want to entertain and generate business for them and for Palm Beach County.
It is Rick Haro, the sports professor. And again, you can follow him on Twitter at Rick Haro. Read his book, The Sports Business Handbook. Get that wherever books are sold, mascotbooks.com. But he also is my co-host on The Boardroom, presented by the Honda Classic. And we've spent a good portion of the last several months just talking about how great a financial... people going out, playing, buying equipment, either continuing their interest or reintroducing themselves or introducing themselves to the game of golf. Is it possible that this year, at least early in the year, what was... There will be fans. It'll be limited. Hospitality will be limited. But the 2021 Honda Classic will be able to welcome fans and businesses through the gates in 2021. Again, March 15th through the 21st, the Honda Classic at PGA National. If you missed it earlier this morning, Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, joined us and said, yes, the plan is to have fans, and the PGA Tour has approved our plan, and let's talk about that. And the Century Tournament of Champions, currently led by Harris English, but locals Justin Thomas and Daniel Berger are lurking. Sean Farrow, he's our golf insider. You can read all of his work, globalgolfpost.com, and he joins us, as always, here on Honda Classic Live. First of all, Sean, good morning, and I know that we had talked right as we flipped the page to the new year at that point. Didn't know yet what the Honda Classic plans were, but the first Florida Swing tournament to publicly say that, yes, the PGA Tour has approved our plan is the Honda Classic. And you and I have discussed a lot about the new date for the Honda Classic and how that may play into who plays at the Honda this year after a couple of years of a downfield compared to what we've known for that tournament. But being the first tournament to proactively say, hey, here's what we have, here's what it's going to be, yes, there will be fans, I have to think that counts for something.
Absolutely. It's terrific news. And talking to all the players recently, they desperately miss fans. You see a lot of the guys even going on Twitter saying, we miss the fans even more than we thought. I think a lot of the players, when the pandemic first started and they were able to go out and play at Colonial and Heritage, they thought, oh, this is nice. Nobody's asking me for autographs or anything, right, and I can kind of go about my business. But all these players, I think at this point, they really, really miss that atmosphere of having the fans around. I think about Colin Morikawa's incredible tee shot on the 16th hole at the PGA Championship. What kind of roars would have been there? And the Honda Classic has had incredible fan support over the last handful of years, really, besides the Phoenix Open, which is a total anomaly and quite a large party, the Honda Classic is really in another category compared to other PGA Tour events in terms of fans. I know we won't be able to have that this upcoming year, but just to be able to have some fans on the ground, be able to have some kind of atmosphere, it really is a great news. And hopefully we're returning to some form of normalcy here as we kind of go forward here with the pandemic and have a few more vaccines available, and hopefully the Honda Classic is indicative of where we're heading.
And life as a whole is going to have to be a big ease back into normal life. It's not going to just all happen at once, and we understand that, or at least people with sense like you and I understand that that's going to be the case. And so the reality for a while still is going to be limited, limited, limited. But when you have an entity like the PGA Tour that has, I think it's pretty safe to say, while they were the first sport back, they have operated under an abundance of caution, and they've been leery to accept fans back into events in 2021, minus the Waste Management Open, and that's going to be limited compared to what we know. There was some pushback on that. The Honda Classic now with fans that are going to be brought back on a limited basis. I am at a point where I trust the PGA Tour's judgment almost unflinchingly, because I just think they've navigated this so well from the very beginning of the pandemic return. They have put priority first, and or safety as the priority. That has been the priority, the health. And I think that that gives me a lot of confidence in them making these decisions.
I think you absolutely have to trust them at this point. I know we talked about the summer, how there were some growing pains with it. When we went up to the Travelers Championship, there were a few scares in terms of COVID tests. There was the incident with Cameron Champ, where it seemed like he stayed in the clubhouse a little bit longer than he was supposed to after having a false positive, and there were some concerns with what was happening there. But Jay Monahan and his team have done a really remarkable job in navigating this. And now that we have gone so long without really having a player show up to a tournament with having a positive and a positive test, and we're at this point where they really have managed this incredibly well, I think that bodes so well for the fan experience as well, and just being able to have enough people on the grounds to create an atmosphere. It will be interesting to see how they're able to space people apart as this goes on. Yes. Because as you know, when you go to a golf tournament, people like to crowd around. Yes, you are on a large property, but people do like to gather in small kind of areas. So it will be interesting to see how they're able to manage that. But it totally is manageable. It will be done, and I think as there are more tournaments who are able to pull this off and they have a model for doing this, I think it'll become more and more comfortable as we move forward.
Sean Fairholme, Global Golf Post. Read all of his work, globalgolfpost.com. Let's jump into the Century Tournament of Champions here. Kapalua, Harris English is the leader at 14-under. Then there's Jupiter's Justin Thomas and Jupiter's Daniel Berger and PGA Championship winner Colin Morikawa. This is shaping up to be a pretty good weekend. You got some big names at the top of the leaderboard and a guy in Harris English I know that you like who is playing very much some winning golf right now.
Absolutely. You know, you have 9 of the top 11 players in the world in the field this week at Kapalua. And of those 9 players, 8 of them are currently in the top 10 on the leaderboard. How about that? And not to mention the 9th guy out of those 9 players is one shot out of being in the top 10. That would be Webb Simpson. So this is a major championship leaderboard, albeit in January in Hawaii, but still. Get to your TV this weekend because this is going to be some really incredible golf. It's an entertaining golf course. Kapalua, a lot of birdies and eagles flying around everywhere. And we're going to get a little bit more wind this weekend than we've seen. It's been pretty still out there over the first 2 days, and we're seeing incredibly low scores. Guys are shooting 5-under and losing ground to the field. It's a NASCAR race right now. Daytona 500 out there right now. So over these next 36 holes, there may be a little bit more difficult conditions with the wind, but definitely tune in to watch. As you mentioned, Harris English, a guy who struggled a little bit over 2017 and 2018 and 2019, but then came back last year with a remarkable year. This is a guy who, when he came out of Georgia, really had a lot of success early, won 2 PGA Tour events early in his career, went in a little bit of a lull, but last year, he had a fantastic performance, was a top 5 at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, played very well there, and is just kind of a consistent guy who is a great ball striker. If you look at his stats over the past year, he's top 20 in pretty much every stat across the board, very Xander Schauffele or Webb Simpson-like. So that bodes well for Harris English, definitely at Kapalua this week, but also moving forward this season. I think he's going to be contending in a lot of big tournaments. So not a fluke whatsoever that he's at the top of this leaderboard, and we'll see if he can kind of close the door here over the last 36 holes.
How about Phil Mickelson throwing a little bit of a curveball this week? We knew he was going to play at the Saudi International, or at least committed to it. That's going to be played February 4th through the 7th, and so it was just wildly regarded that he would not play in the Farmers Insurance Open the week before at Torrey Pines, basically his home course, and he'd announced this week that, you know what, I am going to show up at Torrey Pines. He is going to play, and there's a chance that 50-year-old Phil Mickelson might play 5 straight weeks in January and February. The man is full of surprises, Sean.
Incredible. Ken, I know Phil is from San Diego and this is his hometown, but this may be the worst possible golf course for him on the PGA Tour. And I love Phil, but there could not possibly be a worse layout for him. And mind you, the U.S. Open is at Torrey Pines
right
here, so probably not a great place for Phil to break through. I think that chapter of Phil trying to get that the career grand slam and finally break through at the U.S. Open after 6 runner-ups is closed. We don't really need to talk about that too much anymore. But as you mentioned, yes, 5 consecutive weeks starting with the Farmers Insurance Open. Torrey Pines is a long, narrow golf course where you cannot get out of play. The rough is very penal there. It's just not a golf course where you could play Phil Mickelson golf and get away with it. I'm sure he will go out there and probably miss the cut, or at the very best for him, maybe make the cut and be at the bottom of the leaderboard on the weekend. But it's great to see him out there. It's always good for the game to see an entertaining figure like that playing on the PGA Tour and getting out there. I don't know how well he'll play, but I'm sure he'll offer some entertainment with those big aviator sunglasses, and I'm sure he'll be giving plenty of thumbs up, and we'll get a crack out of it at the very least.
yeah, without question. So anybody who thought, though, that Phil Mickelson was going to slow down at age 50, it's actually been the complete opposite to this point for him. I wonder, just briefly, do you think him playing at the Farmers Insurance has anything to do with the U.S. Open being at Torrey Pines?
No, I don't think so. He's played that golf course plenty. Remember, the U.S. Open was out there in 2008. There have been USGA championships out there that he's played in, even going back all the way to when he was a youngster, of course, growing up in California, in that San Diego area, playing Torrey Pines over and over and over again. So he knows that golf course plenty well. I just think that this is another opportunity for him to kind of get out there, start his season, and see what he has. You know, he has taken that approach of really kind of going at the ball as hard as he can. It's interesting to see there are several guys doing that now. We see Tony Finau doing that. Rory McIlroy has also followed that Bryson DeChambeau model. Phil, I can't believe he's able to do it at that age, but the fact that he's putting in all of that work, that is not easy to do. You can't just show up at the golf course and just go at it as hard as you can every single day. You really have to put a lot of work in the gym. So to see him be able to do that's great for golf, but he still has that kind of work ethic and is still willing to put that in. So it is great to see him do that and to show up at a tournament with Torrey that has a fantastic field. So that'll be a very entertaining tournament.
Let's end with this, and one of the reasons I appreciate you joining us weekly is that you just have a diverse passion for the game, and so I want to wrap with the LPGA. An unexpected announcement earlier this week that just a year after agreeing to a, quote, long-term extension, Mike Wann is stepping away as commissioner of the LPGA, and since that announcement, it has been nothing but an outpouring of love and respect for someone who many right now are crediting for really saving the LPGA. What did you make of this?
For those who don't know, Mike Wann is maybe the best commissioner in all of sports. And I know that sounds like an absolutely insane and hyperbolic statement, and some may take it that way, and I understand. But this is a guy who, he took the LPGA from a place that was, they were in a very, very dark place at a time when he took over. It was during the recession back in 2008, 2009. They really had limited playing opportunities for their membership. The sponsorship opportunities were far, far down. Mike Wann really took the LPGA Tour, turned it around. They will be studying what Mike Wann did at the LPGA Tour for years and years and years, not only in terms of running a sports organization like the LPGA, but just in terms of leadership. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, actually wrote a guest column for us in Global Golf Post, which will be out this upcoming Monday. And Jay had some wonderful, wonderful things to say about Mike Wann and the job that he has done. Everybody should go and read that on Monday morning, because he really details all the different avenues that Mike Wann has opened up for his players. If you just look at the LPGA Tour schedule right now, that's all you need to know. That really is all you need to know. That the schedule is really robust. The sponsorship is robust. They play for $1 million at the end of the year in Naples at Tiburon. They have an incredible major championship schedule. I can't say enough about the job that Mike Wann has done. It's been really a master class in how to lead an organization from the doldrums where the LPGA was about 13 years ago.
Wow, those are some really, really impressive praises from you about Mike Wann. And again, I've not heard one person who has said, oh, this is great that the LPGA is about to get new leadership. Mike Wann had a profound effect on the LPGA. That was a really good look at Mike Wann, his impact, and what he did for the LPGA from you there, Sean. And Sean, I really appreciate you coming on with us as always. We'll do it again next week. We'll review the Century Tournament of Champions, and we'll look ahead to this West Coast swing that is really going to get into full swing starting next week. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Okay, Sean?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Sean Fairholme, Global Golf Post, globalgolfpost.com. And again, Harris English is your Century Tournament of Champions leader going into round three from Hawaii. He's at 14 under. Two shots back. It's impressive. Justin Thomas, Daniel Berger, Colin Morikawa at 12 under. And that'll be about 5:30 Eastern time this evening on Golf Channel when you'll see round number three of that Century Tournament of Champions. Want to thank Ken Kennerly, Executive Director of the Honda Classic. If you missed it, he announces that limited fans, limited hospitality will be allowed into the Honda Classic March 15th through the 21st. The PGA Tour has approved the plan, and next week you'll start to see some more particulars and specifics about it. Go to thehondaclassic.com. Rick Caro, the sports professor, Sean Fairholme, Global Golf Post. I'm Ken LaVica. Joe Rigotti, we thank him back in the studios in West Palm Beach. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern time for Honda.